Welcome to the blog Music Art Culture. I am your host, Dominique, and thank you for tuning in with us for another episode. This weekend was filled with excitement, and for those who came to our event, yes, I'm glad you all had a great time. So did I as the hostess for the Community Compass feature, which is also on our website. Go ahead and check out musicartculture.org, where we did a Passport networking event, and MACEF, the Music Art Culture Education Foundation, partnered with the founder of Passport Networking. So it was a really great time for people to come out and get some ideas flowing about what their goals are for the year, what their vision is for their own businesses or creative aspirations, and how to make it past the first impression. Lots of things were discussed and everyone had a really great time, but we'll get more into that later. Stay tuned. We've got a few messages to get out and we'll jump right into the episode. You're listening to the blog Music Art Culture. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the blog Music Art Culture. I'm your host, Dominique LaRue, and thank you for tuning in. What we want to get into is a few news headlines. The ever-evolving story with Jussie Smollett is beyond concerning. It's come to light that after he was allegedly attacked in Chicago, where they actually do the filming of the hit show Empire, he staged it. Yeah, he staged his own attack. So beyond disturbing is this, and why is the question everyone wants to know. What we do know is it started off as an alleged attack that was homophobic and also driven as a hate crime. At least that's what the perception was, that there were issues as far as race and, you know, all this madness. But really what's come to light, unfortunately, is that the two brothers who are Nigerian attacked the African-American at his full disclosure, and it's come to light that he actually gave them a check and had some notes on the memo line, which were kind of an alias spoken in code as payment. It's really disturbing what's gone on, and it's very concerning how this has become to the degree a larger talking point. I don't know if we should be willing to discuss this on terms of mental illness, if this was just all a ploy to gain press, if he is trying to get more notoriety for whatever associations he may have on a personal or social level for his types of support groups. But it's very, very unsettling. So according to Smollett's testimony, he was targeted on the streets of downtown Chicago, and it was because he was black and gay. And it was initially reported that it was by two Trump supporters who were white. Well, this is completely the opposite, and it's very sad to really, with all the race issues that we have in America, know that we can't get any clarity when people aren't discussing the truth, when people are, you know, trying to negotiate what truth is, and most likely people are creating just chaos. Why would you have someone pay? So sad, so disturbing. So another story that I think you might enjoy, if you head over to Flipboard, go ahead and download the free app. It's really cool. It brings all the news that you want to hear into one space. And what I have on my tablet in front of me is By the Conversation, Academic Rigor and Journalistic Flair. It talks about how to stop the BS when you hear negative statistics about black students and why you should question it. I thought it was noteworthy. Yes, a good topic of conversation, not just because we're in Black History Month, but because there are a lot of myths about African Americans, the way that we cultivate, the way that we learn, and a lot of those stigmas are not true. I wanted to follow up with it because right after we do the Jussie Smollett thing, now it's kind of like people who want to believe negative things about African Americans as a whole, as a culture, look for things to reinforce those negative beliefs. Unfortunately, with the story coming out that his attack was fake and was manufactured by himself, it doesn't do us any justice. But I will tell you this, this is a really great article, and it speaks on a lot of truth that there are oftentimes teachers in the educational system who are not African American, who do think things that are suggestive and feed into a lot of negative statistics that sometimes are not true and can have a negative effect on the way that we prepare our African Americans in the schooling system, and or the lack thereof, meaning preparation. They aren't ready for the workforce, they aren't ready for college, and they are not being assessed in the same manner that maybe some of their non-cultural colleagues would be. Meaning, if you're not of the same diaspora, if they are not of the same ethnic background, they are treated differently. And it's a lack of information that causes the BS. What I really like about how this article words BS, it's not the typical term that we are all used to, but it's bad stats, as in bad statistics. So it is very important if you are curious and wanting something a little different to read. Go ahead, check it out. It is, again, by The Conversation. On Flipboard, you can check out that article, and I hope you enjoy it. We've got a few more headlines coming out because we had the Academy Awards, and there are a few winners, too, that I want to make sure that people know about. And clearly, you've already seen their work, I'm quite sure. I'm quite certain, but we got a name drop. So if you happened to catch the Oscars yesterday, you know who won. And, well, this name shouldn't be a surprise. Spike Lee, who is a phenomenal director and is also an African-American, won for Best Adapted Screenplay Sunday for his white supremacist drama, Black Klansman. If you hadn't seen the movie, let me tell you, I saw the movie, and it was actually very enlightening. It was very entertaining. And it was very dynamic. So not only did you get a true look at some of what was happening at the time, because it was based on real events, but also at the end, the film includes footage of Trump after the 2017 violent white supremacist protests in Charlottesville, Virginia. It also notes other things happening in America at the time, socially, that had to do with race and culture in America, that were real concerns, because it showed serious signs of racial discrimination, racial intolerance, racial injustice, and these things always need to be exposed. So, long story short, what's the tea? Well, yes, Lee won, and even though he had a speech, of course, because that's what they do, a part of his speech, Spike Lee's speech, said, let's be on the right side of history, make the moral choice between love versus hate. He also reminded the crowd that he, meaning his family, come from a place of slavery, and he got very specific, saying that his grandmother's mother was a slave, before stressing the presidential election next year. I thought that he used the platform very well. He is a creative thinker. He is an innovative director. He is always someone who is on the cusp of what is going on culturally, and he is also always willing to address social issues, which are things that a lot of people in entertainment don't always feel comfortable discussing or creating dialogues around, and he does it very well in his art. And what I love about his way of directing in the films that he does, he makes sure that the viewer has an understanding of everyone's perspective, whether you agree or disagree. And another great example of this was Black Klansman, and you can see other films that he's done in the past, such as Do the Right Thing, Mo Better Blues, Jungle Fever, the list goes on and on, where he addresses diversity and racial intolerance, and just tolerance issues in general when it comes to cultural atmospheres. And I think it's always a great conversation to have, especially when you have people who are willing to represent the work well, and they don't show favorites, but they just discuss what the issues are and how people deal with hate and love in the real world. Whether you agree or disagree, he is definitely one to bring the fire to your front door, and his work is really good. So, who is that Spike Lee? If you don't know, now you know. And what about this article? Well, AP News is basically talking about it because Trump was a little bothered. Yeah. He took to Twitter and kind of made a remark suggesting that Spike Lee tried to take a hit on him. And what did he say? Well, Trump tweeted Monday that Lee did a racist hit on your president. Trump claimed that he had done more for African Americans than, quote unquote, almost any other president. Whether that's true or not true, I don't think it is an appropriate statement. But our president likes to have the last and final word, so he liked to chime in. The reality is African Americans have contributed to American history and globalization as a whole, as most cultures have, because we live in a global community. And African Americans have been a founding presence in the American story. That includes building the White House, that includes the Civil War, not just fighting for economic reasons, but also for humane reasons, such as personal freedoms being seen not as property, but as people. And we have done great strides in education, social work, and leadership, just whatever you want to call it, we're in the mix of it, you know, inventing. We're there. No one culture is greater than the other. All parts make up the whole. And it is what it is. If you've seen the movie, check it out. It's very interesting. Clearly, our president didn't want to be left out of Spike Lee's great moment. And I say, why should he be? As he was featured in the film. If you haven't seen it, go ahead and check it out. BlacKkKlansman, really great feature. And we're going to jump into the rest of the episode. I hope you've enjoyed it. Oh, one more snippet. Oh my gosh, Ruth Carter. She actually has done great work in film for a long time. Started off with Spike Lee doing a lot of the costume design for his films and has branched off. And actually, she won the Academy Award for her work for Marvel's Black Panther. That's right. So Black Panther, due to Ruth Carter, got the Oscar for Best Costume Design, and Marvel's pretty happy about it because they got the Oscar win. Huh. Everybody's happy, right? Black excellence in Black History Month. I don't know. I guess it's American excellence at this point. And Black History Month, well, we happen to have a large amount of melanin, so I guess it's more evident. It's not always black. Sometimes it's brown. Can be caramel. Hint of butterscotch and sometimes very opaque, but it's the American story. So I hope you've enjoyed some of those headlines from Flipboard, our sponsor, and we're going to get more into this episode of the Blog Music Art Culture, where we talk about more of what happened over the weekend. Stay tuned, keep listening, make sure you follow on IG and Twitter at Dominique LaRue, and make sure you check out the Blog Music Art Culture on Instagram. Oh, are we on Instagram? Yes, we are, Music Art Culture. Also on Twitter at MACEF Public Arts. Again, at MACEF Public Arts. Join the conversation, like, share, tweet, follow, and we will be right back. Volunteering a few hours out of any month is a great way to take a break from work. Get involved in your local community by becoming an active participant in your neighborhood or neighboring cities. Who knows, you might start a new trend at the office. Caring is a thought that turns into an action. Connect with people by getting involved in the world around you. Make a difference. Be the difference. Thank you for tuning into the blog Music Art Culture. Again, I have to give you the rundown. I am your host, Dominique. Thank you for listening. You can follow me on IG and Twitter at Dominique LaRue. You can also follow the Music Art Culture Education Foundation by visiting the website musicartculture.org. If you are not familiar, well, we are a nonprofit that is all about education, all about giving resources to students, supporting teachers in and outside of the classroom, recognizing those who are making notable contributions in culture and community, and also just really creating a forum for people to be heard and understood through the blog Music Art Culture. So I really appreciate and enjoy this open forum that we have for all of the guests and the artists and the collaborators that come through. Thank you for your support and your interest in what we are doing on this platform. It is always a pleasure to discover who you are, share your story with our listeners, and also share it on the website for the blog Music Art Culture. If you listen to any previous episodes and you want additional information on any guests who have been featured, feel free to send us an email, info@musicartculture.org, or you can just complete the contact page on our website and we will be sure to get that information out to you. Like, share, tweet, follow, help us spread the message and the word about what we are doing. We do have a lot of exciting things coming up. I will not give them all away, but I will inform you that we did our first back-to-school giveaway this past, I believe it was August, and it was a success. We were able to help out 100 students, actually, giving them a packet of supplies to make sure that they were ready for this school year. It included paper, folders, pencils, crayons, all kinds of goodies and a few toys. Don't want to give it all away, but we will be doing it again. We're going to double up this year. It's going to be 200. First year it was 100. This year it's going to be 200, and we are well on our way to completing that. If you are interested and in the Los Angeles area, if you are a local to LA, feel free to sign up for our free newsletter. We will be making the announcement as time gets closer to that whole brand new school year. But so that you don't miss out, make sure you sign up for our newsletter. Head over to the blog Music Art Culture page by going musicartculture.org. Click on the blog, click on sign up. And yes, when it comes time to make that announcement, you will be in the first to know, first come, first served. And when it's gone, it is gone until the following year. So we want to make sure you are in the loop for that. Also, we are planning a few giveaways in the future, and we want to make sure that our community gets first dibs on what we are doing, but we always will announce to the public as well. We appreciate your support once more, and I hope that you have enjoyed this episode thus far. It's always a pleasure connecting with you on the blog Music Art Culture, and I am really enjoying myself. It's always a great time. So, speaking of a great time, what we want to jump into next, what I want to talk to you about next, is what happened over the weekend. Now, I started at the top of the episode, but I want to really piggyback now that we've gotten through some of the headlines that we all know about. We had our first, what was it? It was like an activity. That's what I'll call it. I'll call it an activity. There's so many words that we can discuss to describe what happened, but I guess if you check out our current events, our new event page on our website, you see that it's under Community Compass, and it was a Passport networking event. So what we did, well, we got together with like-minded people, and we brought them to the center, and we discussed purpose, passion, and goals, being able to identify what those goals are and how to make it past the first impression. This was really important to me because I am a creative thinker. I'm a collaborator, not just in the community, but also in other passions as well. And there are, like everybody else, times where we are maybe falling short about how to communicate what it is we do when we are meeting our counterparts who possibly have different professional backgrounds. So it was a lot of fun diving into that. And what I will tell you is this, I won't give it all away, but if you want to check it out for yourself, make sure that you send us an email, connect, and when we have our next event, like I said, oh, perfect way to do it is if you sign up for our free newsletter, you can know about all of the events that we have planned and the activities that we have planned coming up in the future. But yes, Passport Networking was a success, a lot of fun. We had snacks, mimosas. Oh, it was wonderful. We did vision boards. We held giveaways for the best vision board. It wasn't a competition in the sense of who had the best vision. It was really about who was able to articulate it and who was able to resonate with the people about what their idea and their vision was. And that's a lot of what we are doing out here, right? We're trying to connect with people who we have to make that first impression on, who may not understand what we're doing, but may have a passion for it. And it's our job to make sure that we're reaching out, to make sure that we're connecting the dots and making sure we can do everything that we can on our side to not lose clarity of our message. So check that out. In the future, I want you all to be there. You know how to do it. How did I say? Well, sign up for our free newsletter. There you go. As for Passport Networking, well, it is the first of many, and we plan on supporting that forum as well. So any future events that they have going on as it pertains to music, art, culture, and education, we will definitely post it on our events, on our new events page as well, to keep you in the know about things that are happening locally in the area. That particular event was in Venice, California, but a good time all the same. And if you want to be a part of it, well, we will definitely keep you in the loop, as I said before. So that was the skinny on that. And yes, I've posted a few pictures from the event. Everyone had a really great time. It was great to network and just really get to talk to people. When you throw big words out like that, network, what is it to network? Well, what it's all about is connecting with people, understanding people outside of what you want them to be, right? But really understanding them for who they are and what they're contributing to culture and community. And that's really where the success was for me in the turnout. It was awesome. It was collaborative. It was creative. And the energy was so like astronomical. I can't wait to do it again. And I want to see you all there. So keep posted. Make sure you check out previous episodes of the blog Music, Art, Culture. Like, share, tweet, and follow. If you want to use hashtags, I do recommend Music, Art, Culture. Yes, because it's all about the culture. Separate hashtag, but hashtag Music, Art, Culture. And we look forward to connecting with you again soon. Today's episode is rather short. It's just a recap on the weekend, as I said before. But anything happening in your local community that you want us to know about, feel free to send me over a tweet or an inbox. More interviews we do have to come. And there was a cool event last week at Shopify LA, I must admit. If you did not head over, well, it's okay, because actually we're going to post an article this week about how great it was. Yes, it was really cool, actually. We had business owners in the house in honor of Black History Month who were sharing their story and their success, really just to inspire. Yes, and even though it is Black History Month, let me just be clear that the event was cross-culturally a success. There were all types of people in the building from all types of backgrounds, not just culturally, but also professionally. And when I mean we had a good time, people, we had a good time. The speakers were phenomenal, very inspiring, and they are doing big things in business. So you definitely want to be a part of your community when it comes to events and culture, and we will definitely do our part to make sure you are in the loop and connected. Keep listening. Till next time. The blog Music, Art, Culture is an original Anchor podcast. What's your favorite platform? Our podcast can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Visit anchor.fm/musicartculture to get the link to listen.